Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today is Thanksgiving, and I wanted to share a few thoughts about nurturing a thankful heart. We live in a country that is very wealthy in comparison to the rest of the world, that is very blessed materially, and yet we often see a spirit of ungratefulness reigning in the land. God wants us to nurture a thankful heart. That's the heart of God towards His people. And He gives us many scriptural injunctions regarding this. In Colossians chapter 2, we find this exhortation: "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." God wants us to abound in thanksgiving. He wants us to be a people whose heart overflows with thankfulness, with the attitude of thanksgiving to the Lord at all times. And then in the next chapter in Colossians 3, verse 15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful." Be thankful. That's the exhortation we see here in Colossians. Be thankful. Nurture a thankful heart. In the very next chapter, Colossians 4, we see again this echoed. It says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." God wants us to be a people who exude a spirit of thankfulness, a spirit of gratefulness, where we appreciate what God has done and we appreciate other people and we show our gratitude in words and in our actions. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, we find these words: "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything give thanks. The Lord wants us to be a thankful people. On this Thanksgiving Day, I want to encourage you to take time with your family today to consider the many blessings that God has bestowed on you personally, as a family, as a country, as a nation. And let us seriously consider and seriously write out, perhaps on paper, the very things that we are thankful to God for, the very things for which we are very grateful. Some friends years ago started a family tradition on Thanksgiving that I feel would be a blessing to every family in this nation. They began by each individual in the family writing down on a piece of paper things for which they were grateful on that specific day. And they would put them in a box called the Thanksgiving box. And they would write this every single day at the end of their day. Their one exercise before praying and going to bed was they were to write down at least one thing on a slip of paper for which they were grateful that day. And that was a challenge for the young children in the family and through difficult days that they passed through. And yet they would always sit down and fulfill that one family responsibility or obligation and write down one thing for which they could express thanks that very day. And some of them were comical. Some of them were very heart-touching. Some of them were very deep and profound. But when the next year came around, they had a box filled with thanksgiving. And they would spend Thanksgiving Day after the big meal passing the box around and pulling out one slip of paper and reading off what was written upon that piece of paper, something for which the writer had been giving thanks that day. This exercise became a very treasured family tradition, and it would be a wonderful tradition to start today. Write down on a piece of paper the things that you're grateful for and have each person do it. And they don't even have to sign their name, but they can place it in that box. And when next year Thanksgiving comes around, they will have a year filled with thanks. And this is a great way to nurture a thankful attitude in your children. And again, days may come that are difficult, and those are the perfect days when you exercise this decision of your will to express thanks. Because as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I believe this will bless your family, and it will develop and train your children to keep a grateful spirit, to keep and nurture a thankful spirit, so they do not grow up with an ungrateful attitude, and instead they will be sensitive to people and to things for which they are very grateful. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, 19 through 21, we find an interesting passage of scripture that talks about how God looked upon people who had been unresponsive to God. And he talked about how he had, since the creation of the world, shown his invisible attributes. He had made them clear and evident in nature so that people who were on the earth could understand who God was through the things that he had made. And yet, it goes on to say that these people hadn't responded to God, that they were without excuse, because although they knew God, and here was his two things he had against them, they did not glorify him as God, number one, nor were they thankful, number two, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And I bring that to your attention to say that to God, it's a very important issue that we make sure we have a thankful spirit. His accusation against these people was that they didn't glorify him as God, and they were not thankful. They did not have a thankful heart towards the Lord. God wants us to be a people of thanksgiving. Another suggestion for nurturing a thankful heart in your family is this. Look back upon your life and consider the people in your life who have blessed you greatly. And oftentimes we don't show or express our thanks for things that people have done. And we look back over the years and say, I am so grateful to that person that they did that one thing. It changed my life. It made a difference. And it would be such a beautiful thing on this Thanksgiving Day if you would sit down and write a letter to the person who made a big difference in your life and express on paper this expression of thanks for their life. It could have a profound impact. A man by the name of Steve Goodyear wrote a story on this very subject about unthanked people. And he told the story of a gentleman who was a professor at Boston University. And he had looked back at one point in his life and thought about the great number of unthanked people over the course of his life. People who had nurtured him or inspired him toward his career or in some way had impacted him in a very lasting way. And one of the people that he came up with in his looking back on his life was a specific school teacher. And he remembered about her how she had gone out of her way to inspire him and to put a love of poetry in his life. And as a result, this professor had nurtured and developed a very profound love for poetry, and it continued throughout his career. And he decided one day to sit down and write this letter of thanks to this now elderly school teacher. And he received a letter of thanks in response. And I want to share that letter with you. It is very, very precious. The reply that he received, which was written in a very feeble scrawl, began this way. It said, "My dear Willie," and this man, by the way, was now over 50, bald, and a professor, and he hadn't even remembered who would be calling him Willie by this time. but it said, "My dear Willie, I cannot tell you how much your note meant to me. I'm in my 80s, living alone in a small room, cooking my own meals, lonely, and like the last leaf of autumn, lingering behind. You'll be interested to know that I taught school for 50 years, and yours is the first note of appreciation I have ever received. It came on a blue cold morning, and it cheered me as nothing has in many years." Unthanked people in our lives, and there are so many of them, would be a great place to begin for each of us to nurture a thankful heart. Write a letter of thanks to somebody who has meant a lot to you, who has inspired you, who has touched you, who has perhaps by their words, their actions in your life, put you on a course in a different direction that changed your life in a positive way. Be a blessing on this Thanksgiving. Give thanks to God for all that He's done, and then show your thanks and appreciation to people God has placed in your life. It will change you to nurture a thankful heart. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.